Hello, listeners. You're listening to Small Hours with Tom and Ben and a few others. Hi, everyone.
Hello! Hi, rap fans.
Yeah, that's Tom, and we've got all of the Clifford family with us as well.
Hello.
Hello.
No, it's... great to have the whole gang with us. We've got a great show lined up for you. First one of 2024. So Happy New Year. And also Happy New Lunar Year. Year of the Dragon, I believe. First up, it's Ben. So what have we got?
Yeah, the first one is Lost Souls of Saturn, which is Seth Troxler and Phil Moffat. And we've had a really cool couple of things this month with Seth Troxler, actually, because it's part of this kind of album launch earlier this month. He had like a launch exhibition event at the W1 Curates basement venue on Oxford Street, and it's like the bottom floor of the Flannels like clothes shop, and they've done this really creative concept around Lost Souls of Saturn. So as well as the album, they've got this kind of like interactive comic book thing that they've launched. So if you go along to their exhibition, it's a free entry. I think it's running until like early March or something, so hopefully by the time you listen to this it'll still be running. But if you go along to it, you can basically like hold up your phone to these kind of static like comic book images on the walls, and it like brings the whole thing to life on your phone. Yeah, it's this really cool thing. And also it's sort of one of his new projects. The other one's called Slacker 85, and he's been doing these like slack off parties. He had one in London a couple of weeks ago, and he's about to do one in Barcelona if you happen to be listening from there. And I don't think we talked about it on the last show, because I think we'd just done the work, but I don't think we had a reason to talk about it last time. But I had the pleasure of making the website for Seth last summer for the Slacker 85 thing. So if you go to slacker85.net, you can kind of see like the new sort of brand thing that he's launched, and his various other bits of music and other bits and pieces from there. So that was a lot of fun. But anyway, so yeah, this Lost Souls of Saturn album came out called Reality earlier this month. And it's the second album that they've done. The first one was just a self-titled thing back in 2019. And it's just, yeah, it's really cool. It's really sort of spacey and weird. And I think the first album was very kind of ambient, and this one's a little bit more kind of a mix of some ambient stuff and just some interesting like beats and all sorts of things. So yeah, we're going to play a track called Click from the album, which we love. And yeah, I thought it would be a good way to open the show. Got lots of great music to share with you as always for later on. And yeah, let's play this one.
Small warm warmth hanging by that wooden door. Person suited by tux, rouge heels, pinky on the fuse. Strange smells coming from the vent. I pull it open just to check. The tunnel here, a light at the end. I guess I'll crawl at least a bit to get a sense.
Thank you.
That was Kleinomania by Jimmy Jules from his album Plus in 2022, featuring Joy Tyson and Nathan Curran. Anyone know what Kleinomania is? I didn't.
No, I did wonder, but didn't look it up.
It's, I did look it up.
Okay.
The excessive desire to stay in bed,
which
I imagine we might be feeling tomorrow. Yeah. Tom already is.
I'm in.
Candy has been telling me this evening that we don't really go out very much anymore compared to her, which I think is probably true. But the last time I did go out, did go to see Jimmy Jules and have a little bit of a middle-aged rave in Village Underground, and he was really great. Ben decided he didn't want to join us.
Yeah, I basically just bottled it and just didn't go.
No, it was really good fun though, and yeah, sticking on the Inner Visions theme, we've got a Marcus Burgle remix next. It's actually an old one back from 2010, but didn't seem, not one that I'd heard before and didn't seem to have had that many listens, but it's by Wolfie versus Projections from a compilation album which has Will Saul on it, who we've played before, and has a remix of The Doves as well, which
nice.
You know, Manchester band, love a lot from back in the day.
Back in day.
And yeah, and it's just an epic tune. Sorry, we've just been having a bit of a conversation off air there, talking about nipple tassels. But that was Broken Cord with Door Shutter. Broken Cord's an alias for Ernestus Kausailas, and he's from Lithuania. This one's actually from his album Endless Transmission, which is from 2017. And he was originally picked up by Marianne Hobbs from Six Music back in 2010 when he was about 18. And he actually did a remix of Give Up the Ghost by Radiohead on the King of Limbs album, which is a little bit weird. So I would say, don't go and listen to that. Listen to the actual song by Radiohead, and that's much better. Or listen to the new album by The Smile, which has just come out.
Thank you. On to the next one, which is Charles Webster, Put Your Hurt Aside, from the album Born on the 24th of July from 2001. And the reason that I came across this one was because I saw Secret Sundays post a little kind of snippet on Instagram, just getting ready for a party recently, called Are You Ready, from this album. And it's one that really took me back to that kind of chilled Ibiza thing again from the early 2000s that we talked about in previous shows. And yeah, just really nostalgic. So anyone of our sort of generation, if you go back and listen to that one, Are You Ready by Charles Webster, you'll probably get some lovely warm fuzzy memories from that as well. But then I listened to the rest of the album, and it's all really, really nice, and I hadn't really heard it the first time round. And the album has actually become a sort of a favourite staple in our household, because Effie finds that it's something that gets him off to sleep, or I find that it gets him off to sleep. And interestingly, it has on the front cover of it this kind of orangey egg character, and we fondly start to call that the egg baby music for nighttime. And on that topic, we believe that our good friends Kavita and Dave Egg will have their own little Egg Baby Mark II on its way very, very soon. So congratulations to you guys in advance, if you're listening to this. So
congrats, guys.
So, I thought that Efren would also like to tell us a little bit about this track as well. So here he is to introduce it for us.
The egg baby makes me calm and relax, and it makes me sleep.
Many nights, many times I've been all alone, the things I've seen, they will stay here with me. Now I can see all there is to see. Thank you.
was a song called Face Cleanser by Dumbo Trax, released in 2022. Dumbo Trax is also known as Jan Philip Jansen, and he's from Cologne. His self-titled album also features Peaking Lights, we've had on previous show, I think.
Yes, I think so.
It was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, good shout.
Maybe a last track.
I'll research it.
Do a little search on the website, Ben.
Yeah, smallhourslondon.co.uk, where you can go over all the playlists.
Whilst you're doing that, DJ Cozy also featured on that as well, and I was very close to picking a Cozy song for this playlist, actually, one called Blister. So go away and listen to that one. Next up, we've got a track by another German, Jascha Hagen. The song's called, or Hagen. Hagen-Dazs. Makes delicious ice cream and beautiful music. The song's called Slide Through the Valley, again from 2022, and from an album called Songs for a Future Generation. Definitely one that I'm going to be listening out for in future. Don't really know that much about him other than that he's German and he likes to play in Germany.
Okay. I'll just add, I've searched the previous playlists and
the back catalogue,
and you're quite right, Ratty, great shouts. We played a Peaking Lights remix of Kevin Morby, Harlem River, After Hours dub, and it was the last tune in the glorious last tune slot on the first episode that we did in our sort of second, it's not exactly like season, is it, but like our renaissance of Small Hours at the beginning of 2020, just before everything went to shit.
It's a bloody amazing tune. I haven't listened to it in a while, but it's awesome.
I still listen quite often. It's a good one. Thank you. That lovely laid-back tune was Barbituric Blues by Laurent Garnier from an excellent album that he did called The Cloud Making Machine back in 2005. And it just sort of popped into my mind the other day, so I've been planning out some music to play at my 40th birthday party, which I'm sort of slightly ashamed, slightly excited to say it's happening at the end of this month on the 29th of February. It's a leap year.
Yeah, exactly. Ben's been hanging on to being...
Yeah, relatively
young useful. Forever, you know, of his leap year birthday bullshit.
Yeah, but yeah, finally hitting 40. I don't know how I've reached this milestone, but it'll be my 10th real birthday. So looking forward to that. But anyway, so I've been pulling out all sorts of music that you know, helps me sort of reflects musically on the last couple of decades of life, and just stuff that I've obviously been enjoying listening to lately, and yeah, just bring it to my mind. And I used to play this album at my residency that I had in Moo Bar in Leamington back in my uni days. That was a real sort of treasured little phase for me, and yeah, some lovely interesting music on it. And yeah, this one is one of the sort of bluesy, you know, sort of downbeat, lots of that like Rhodes keyboard stuff in there. So yeah, nice to have a bit of a blast in the past for myself there. Next up is our
legend
track, which of course we have to include. And we're going for Prince this time, and 17 Days, and it's from the Piano and a Microphone album that he did from 1983, so just a year before my birth year of 84.
I'm glad that you, I mean, yeah, let's sneak, yeah, that's basically the same.
Yeah, and yeah, and this one, again, it hasn't actually been on my radar for that long. I'd love to say that it had been, but it popped into my sort of radar relatively recently because I saw someone talking about how they'd heard someone play like a re-edit of it at Pike's, on the Pike's sort of Sunset Terrace.
Oh, wow.
Last summer, and then they'd had this whole journey of trying to get that, like, that edit of it on vinyl that's apparently quite rare. I really like the original, though, which we're going to play here. But there is, yeah, a lovely edit. It's not actually the one that I think I sort of discovered this through, but there's a really good edit of it if you want to sort of play, like, a bit of a housier one with a bit of a kick drum in it and stuff. On Bandcamp that you can get digitally, which is an edit by someone called Mackays, M-A-K-E-Z. So yeah, if you fancy you know, getting hold of this one, that's a decent edit to check out as well. But yeah, we're just going for the original, and it's just awesome. I mean, Prince really was just the most sensational artist.
I mean, did we tell you that we saw him for a tenner?
Fuck you. Fratty. Yeah, we have talked about that before. I'm still bitterly envious because I never got to see him and I'm gutted.
Yeah, I mean, truly a legend, but I'm exactly the same. Had not heard this track before, and I expect most people haven't either, and it is absolutely killer. So thanks for for bringing it into our lives,
again.
And thanks for being in our lives in general, Ben.
I thought you were going to say Prince. Okay.
Is that my echo?
Thank you.
Happy birthday, mate.
Thanks.
You turn the lights down so many.
Good God. Your phone, main check, knowing that you probably weren't alone.
Turn the voice down a little.
Wanna call you every day, beg you to be near me. I know your head is underwater. I doubt that you could hear me. Let the rain come down. Rain come down, let the rain come down, down. Let the rain come down, rain come down, let the rain come down, down. Long nights, main drag is knowing that you're holding someone else tight. I wanna call you every day, beg you to be near me. I know your head is underwater. I doubt that you could hear me. Let the rain come down. You can hear me. let the rain come down. Come on down, let the rain come down, down. Oh, 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 oh. Come on down, yeah. Come on down, yeah, baby, no. Yeah, yeah.
We don't.
was Art Feynman, aka Luke Temple, with a track called Shelter from 2017. And there's a great track as well that was a big sort of tune for me in 2023 called Slow Down that he did. And specifically, there's a great remix by Ewan Ewan from 2021. I played it at the Catalogo party last summer, which I thought sounded ace, so I tracked down that one as well. Anyway, so yeah, already we're on to the last track of the night. And yeah, another like lovely last track that gets the cherished spot this time around.
No fights.
No fights. It was straight in at last place, in a good way. But it's Danger Mouse featuring Flaming Lips with a track called Revenge. And I've got to tell you a slightly embarrassing story about this one, about how I found it, because I haven't told Ratty how I found it. It's not that embarrassing, but it's from it's from a film that I was watching with Steve Carell and Ryan Gosling in it, called Crazy Stupid Love. Ryan Gosling being, you know, the sort of heartthrob, and Steve Carell being like recently divorced.
People have said that Tom Setterfield is the people's Gosling.
Really?
Actually, Tom Setterfield says that he's the people's Gosling. Right.
Okay. But yeah, so I was watching that just as a bit of light-hearted, like Friday night kind of viewing a few months ago. And this track came on, and it just blew me away. I was like, holy shit, it's just incredible. And I Shazammed it. And yeah, and I just think it's superb. So yeah, I offered this up to Ratty for the last track slot, and it was fortunately well received. Obviously, hope you enjoy it too. Thanks so much for joining us once again. Hope your 2024 is off to a great start. You can check out the playlists, as always, on smallhourslondon.co.uk, as we mentioned earlier. Any final words from the gang?
Happy birthday,
Ben. Oh yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Happy 40th birthday, Benjamin.
So old.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks guys. Take care of yourselves out there, and we'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Johnny, Sonia, Kryler. Happy birthday, Dad. Bye. Woo!
Yeah!
Perfect!
Yeah.
Great job!
Great job!
I just didn't understand.